If there's one screaming takeaway from this week, that was, it's this: central banks still have a firm grasp on global markets. It's been an incredible run of central bank meetings over the past several days, despite many signs heading into these decisions that these central banks would be needing to talk a little more hawkish given rising inflationary pressures. None of them ended up moving in that direction, instead keeping with that line of accommodative monetary policy and transitory inflation. We got this from the ECB, the RBA, the Fed, and even the BOE to an extent where hawkish expectations were the firmest pre-decision. And yet, all of them continued to show just how concerned they were with making any shifts away from ultra accommodation, despite the very clear threat of rising inflation. And so central bank proponomics are still alive and well in 2021, some 13 years after the financial markets crisis of 2008. And the move has continued to drive U.S. equities to record highs. We wonder if financial stability risk will be something that makes the Fed and other central banks more uneasy at this stage as we head towards 2022. And we wonder just how much longer this transitory inflation speak can really hold up before the risk of rising inflation becomes so dire central banks are finally forced into recognizing the greater downside risk and not erring on the side of monetary tightening. But for now, it's been more of the same. Key standouts on Friday's calendar include German industrial production, Eurozone construction PMIs, German construction PMIs, Eurozone retail sales, Canada employment, Canada IB PMIs, and that monthly employment report out of the US. That's all for now.